Good afternoon. I will speak in English. I come from France, so you may ask questions in German. If you speak slowly, I will understand. And if you need some more explanations, if you need that I stop and try to translate or something like that, I can try. And I can, but don't no problem. Thank you. Thank you for coming, in spite of the fact that this CMS was at the same time as another CMS. I hope you will not. I hope you will be happy about this choice. I will present a CMS you probably don't know, because, for example, it's not translated in German, so it might be a reason. Another reason is that there is not a very strong user base. Yet, some thousands websites, it's not confidential. And another reason it might be that it is specialized, rather specialized, for university research centers, electronic reviews. Every is for humanities in general. It's the idea of the people who want, or groups who want to publish their papers. And myself, I work at the Faculty of Law in the Université Paris Sud 11. It's Paris South, and it's also number 11 for all the universities in Paris. It's the university called Orsay. You might know it with the name of Orsay, because Orsay is the place where it is mostly. But Orsay has only mostly scientific faculties, and I am working in the Faculty of Law, which is a small one inside the university. Sorry, I tend to speak also quickly, so if you if you don't like that, don't hesitate to stop me. And I've been using Lodel for 2 years now. I have I made my choice. It took me about 3 months to come up with this choice. I have really had a look at many others, and people are happy about that. First, I will tell you how it is, what it is, and how you can use it, how people deal with it every day. Second, I will try to go through an installation, not to lose too much time, but it will be a demonstration. Third, I will talk about this very important thing in Lodel, which is called, en français, le modèle éditorial, next in English, if you want, the editorial model. I don't know which word would be really the right one, because it's a very important part which makes the contents configurable, extendable, and which makes all its flexibility of the CMS. Four, I will talk about how Lodel complies to all the standards, to many standards, and I will conclude with some links and some a conclusion. What is Lodel? It has been developed for about 5 years, probably little more. I'm not in the secrets of the first developers. Ghislain Picard is a French, was a teacher in physics. He was in Berlin first when he was teaching in the French gymnasium in Berlin, and he first developed some software for physics. One of the first software, free software for education, that was called Flex, Lumen, and Lux. It's about experimenting things in physics. And it was really one of the first free softwares in education. It was at the end of the 20th century. And then he met Marin Dacos, who is an historian, and they both built Lodel. It took them some time. The idea was that to have a tool to publish and to host electronic reviews. So this was built in the south of France, Provence, with the Maison des Sciences de l'Homme, the House of Human Sciences. It's a research center in human sciences, in sociology and other. It's now version 0.8.1. this. Oh, okay. I have some more. Thank you. It's now version 081, recently released, very recently released. It's rather, it's working well. There is a big gap between 007 and 08, and 081 is working very well. The 08 null, not really well, but yes, but it has been some fixes, and it's really a gap for the people who knew Lodel before. All this is available on a forge called Source Sup. It's the forge, it's a source forge for the universities in France. It runs on with PHP, MySQL, and the web server. I suppose that it can run on Windows, but I haven't tried. And I wouldn't recommend it anyway. But it might work. Anyway, it works on host. It's built so that you can use a host. You can have a hostage for that. You can upload it on a server for which you don't have the rights. You can give it like any PHP script or application. They have done that. I don't think it's very useful, but it was at the beginning. No, I think it's a more CMS for professional use, and it's GPL version 2. One of the first things should be to see this website called revue.org, revue.org, because it's where this CMS is most used. So this is not really a website, because it's all this, you see, that's all the reviews they host. And there are many like this. At least I have found another one, two other ones. Another one which is... this one. I put you here two more addresses for that. Thank you. The Maison des Sciences de l'Homme in Paris, EHESS, and the University of Poitiers. They all have that kind of hostage for reviews. So it really does a lot of job. And as an anecdote, I gave you also a blog which runs the CMS. At first, there were a lot of some blogs running the CMS. It was working well. Now, of course, for a blog, you can find a better suited tool. And I think there are a few thousands of websites currently running with Lodel. The reviews are mostly in France, but not only. You have also a lot of Spanish-speaking reviews and more. Okay. That's for the using. Now we'll see how you can edit pages. So you can edit pages in three different ways. The first is with a widget called STK Editor. It's like a text processing. You have the buttons, like you see in many CMS like Joomla or in blog software like DotClear, for example. And you can also use the wiki syntax. And you can also import from text processor from a text written with Word, Microsoft Word, or with OpenOffice. It runs through a server. They have built also a server which converts, when you have a style document, it converts into HTML. I don't use that possibility, but I am not hosting any reviews, but the people who have reviews, they use that very much, so that the author, they give them a style sheet, and the author upload directly with this style document. They can upload directly. They have built a server which used, with the help of OpenOffice, makes the conversion from Word and from OpenOffice. There is a different style sheet, and then they have published them, so you can have a look if you're interested in that topic. And I will show you that these possibilities later. And you also have not only text pages, but structured objects. You can, with Lodel, you can use and manage and create structured objects. I will take an example for a curriculum vitae for a researcher. They have their personal page with their publications, with their articles, with their courses and their academic responsibilities, and they fill some a few fields. So I will show you now how it works. This is one of the research centers at my university, and this is what I tell them when they need to write their CV. They go there, they use a login, of course not mine, but it's mine. Oh. And here they are, the different researchers. So this is how it looks like. You have all the rubrics, the directories with the content inside. You can add some if you have the rights, of course. So they go to their personal page like that. If I am Mr. Bunfu, I go there, edit. Oh. Sometimes I give them the direct address. It's easier. Normally, should do that. You should not do that twice. And so they have a first name, a family name, their position. They can upload their picture, their photograph. Their exact position if they are a teacher or assistant, and some coordinates, some contact information. And here are the text. So this is wiki syntax. You put a little dash and it makes a list. You put some quotes and it makes italic and such things, like wiki syntax. You see this formula. In fact, I have built it. I have created it. I will show you with the editorial model. I have created this type of content in a very easy way, and I can change it and I can transfer it from one website to another one. It's very convenient. Now, if they want to edit a page, just a normal page, they can go to that page, see for example the links, they can edit it, and we could so it's simpler, but it's the same principle. There is only a text instead of many texts. But it's the same. And I can still change the metadata inside. can change the fields, I can do all that. And I will show you the STK editor when we create one, because I'm not currently using it, which I should, because it's very convenient, in fact. I think I will switch to using it more. And so that was about editing the page. Now, what? How do you get it displayed the way you like? Of course, you do that with usually with a professional of graphics art, and that professional will give you some images and a CSS style sheet, and maybe some elements of display, and you will integrate that into a template file, which you have like you have in many content management systems, so that you ensure a good separation between the data and the display. When you want to change the display, you can change it easily through the CSS. And when you have a complete renewal of the website, you don't have necessarily to change your templates, or only little change of the templates. I'll show you a template file. So, what do I have here? This is how it looked like on the server. That's on the server. You have some files, PHP files. You have a place for the images. You have a place for the CSS. You have some cache, because there is a good caching system, caching feature, which accelerates the display. And you have a place, you can put it somewhere else if you like, on the for uploading files. And now I go to the template directory. And I'm sorry, it's not this. Yes, it is. TPL. Yes. No, it's not this. I want it. Sorry. I want to show you a template file. Okay, there we have one. It's not the best I wanted to show you, but there we have one. So this is a template file. It's basically HTML with some scripting language called LodelScript inside, which is similar to the SPIP scripting language. If you know SPIP, it's a CMS, very useful for publishing magazines and anything that looks like a newspaper online. And so you have HTML code there. That's HTML. With this, for example, this table. Okay, ending here. And inside, you see there is a loop. A loop on a table. So this template file is for the Lodel administration. So it loops into all your sites, all your websites, and it displays the values in the database, accounts, the title, the URL. That's the syntax. And the loops are very, very well done. You can loop you can nest loops. You have predefined loops, for example, for an author, because the author is defined as a relationship between an entity and a person. An author is a relationship between a document and a person, because they both exist independently. And so there is a loop for looking for the author. You can build your own loops inside the PHP and call them after that. And when you display, you have this tag called do. I think I have it somewhere. Yes, here. Do, and you close it. That's what you do for every element of your collection. And you also have a tag called before, and you also have a tag called do first. So, as you can imagine, when you have a list, you have the first element, for example, will be put in capital or will not have a comma before. So it's useful to have a before, and you also have a do first and an after and a do last. Things like that, there are many details, and it makes it really useful. And it also uses some macros, predefined macros like close.html, which personally I don't find very useful. I don't do that. I just take an HTML file and I put my loops and I include some more templates from other. I hope I will find some more templates to show you. Unfortunately, I don't have access to the server where I work, but I have copied some, so I just have to find them. Let's continue. With the Lodash script, you can, for example, you can manage what you display and how you display it. There's something the users have some difficulty to understand. It is the difference between the formula they have and the way it will be displayed. Usually they come and tell me, but I want the last name first and the first name last. I say, no problem, we will display that this way. On formula, you can very quietly enter your first name first and your last name then, and it will be displayed differently. All the time I have to explain to them. There is the formula, there is the database, and there is the display. Of course, LogScript enables you to choose the order where you put the information. And even more, of course, also the position in the page on the right and the left, centered, not centered, and whatever. And also it enables you to not display things. For example, their personal telephone number. Also, they come and are very afraid because I suggest them to put their personal telephone number if they want, and they say, well, I don't want it to be displayed. I say, it shouldn't, it will never be displayed. Yeah, it's true, it's not good, it's very harmful. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Capital letter, yes. Yeah, that's true. You can also use filters. For your elements, you can, I find another template to find into. But the syntax is a vertical bar, so you put the name of the attribute, vertical bar, and the name of the filter, and there are some predefined filters. First, you can use any PHP function as a filter. Any function that takes a string and returns a string, of course, because it has to be a string afterwards. And you can also define your own. There are PHP functions, predefined loader functions like the wiki one. When you have a text with syntax wiki, you will use the wiki filter. You also have functions for cutting the text. You can cut the text cleanly at any size without cutting a word, and a few more. And you can also define your own. I have, for example, defined one which draws three little squares after any each paragraph. That's an example. I have defined some more for displaying the names exactly the way the people want it to be. And I talked already about the loops. Do you have any questions about Lodell script? Am I too fast or too slow or anything? So, I think I will have a look at the installation. So, what you do, you go to sourceforge.cru.fr, you download the last 081, you untar it, or unzip, I don't remember, in your in a directory, or you can upload it to a host, to your web access provider, and you go to this address, the address where it has to be, the website's name. For me, it's lodell.localhost. And because it doesn't find the configuration, it goes to the installation. So I choose to have it in English. I hope it will stay. The translation is not perfect. Also in the style, and also in the, it's not complete. There is no German. There is English and Spanish, if you like. You have a choice between easy installation or advanced installation. Easy installation is for the people who have the Lodell running on the on a host on a web internet access provider, and this is not very common. This is not a very common use. I would more recommend the advanced installation. In fact, I disagree a little with them about the security aspect, so I tend to have my own specification about that. So, you should click, unless pre-configuration is if in case you are uploading onto a host, because they have some pre-configuration for some hosts. So it's a very special case. And you will have to tell where the database is, and the user, and the password. Try it again. The password. And I continue. Yeah, it's not no more in English. So now you should create your database, and they advise you to create in UTF-8, which is certainly a good idea, with text, and especially if you want to have more than one version, if you want to have more languages, but also if you just do it in German, it's probably better. And I will use this one, because I have done that previously. Then you create it. I like to use no prefix. So they ask if I should. Because I already done it in the installation previously, so I don't have to do it again. But it's the same, it doesn't change anything. And I prefer no writes, no writing rights, but this is for security reasons. But then I have to go to the server and enable writing on all the cache directories, so it makes it a little more tricky, but it's also more secure. I put PHP as an extension. You can have HTML if you like. I don't use symlinks. You enter the contact mail. Okay, host. This is the import. Usually you will want to have a repository for import in the /var directory. And you choose how the URL are displayed. You can have them like this or like that, which is quite unusual. This is usual, and I tend to prefer this so that you have at the same time the number of the page and a kind of title, compressed title. It just says congratulations, everything is done, so I continue to create a site. I did that yesterday, so there is one more step to create an admin password. With advices about the security of the password also. And then you can create a website. Website name is a complete URL for websites, and that's all. It's quite it's easy. And we will go to my server at the university to see a complete installation. I do, yes, equal doc. The last one I did was the doctoral school. And it's a complicated one because you have the thesis, you have the conferences, lot of things. So right there it is, and get into the admin part. And administration, and I go to the administration générale. So, it works. It still works. No, why? Well, I don't know why. Anyway, we are inside the we are inside the website. Inside the administration of a website. I get back to my slide to see what I have forgotten. So you have to sum up, you have a web installer, you have seen. I did not hide much. I have hidden this part of a password for the admin, administrator password. You have the easy and the advanced one. I have chosen, you have seen the advanced, so the easy is easier. And there is mono site, multi site. You can have only one site if you want, or you can have more than one. And this is probably most case. You can also decide to have everything on the same database or different database. Then you have to create them one after one. What you have to do additionally to the web install. In the same time, you have to create database. You have to create the users, the data, one user in fact, the database user. You have to get the permission right if you are like me, if you like it to be secure. So I log in as root and I get the permissions for the web server to I put this is my politic. It's not loaded at first, it's admin. Well, I have a user. I created a user. Let's call it Lodel. I create the user. I unfold the software in the home directory, in the Lodel home directory. then I set the permissions to that user and group web server, so that I can after that enable the group to write into the cache directories. That's my politics. Don't have to follow that. In fact, they don't follow that. The developers, they have it less secure, and to my opinion, that's why I changed it. But you can have also a better one if you like. And also this question of symlinks, sometimes some symlinks are not done by the installer, so you have to undo them. Because you have to be sure that Lodel goes to Lodel to the right version. Let's see. Well, that's the caveat. It's not very difficult. But if you have, because I have had this experience, if you install Lodel, go back to my slides, it will be online, and check that you have done these steps. And after that, you have a configuration file which is written at the root, Lodel config, and in every website called site config, it just imports Lodel config and adds some more if you want to change something for a definite website. But by default, it works. It contains the name of the website and the URL and things like that. Okay, so do you have any question about the installation? No? But do you think it's easy? Do you think it compares well to the others you've seen? Question of you. Requirement on the server. PHP, MySQL, web server. Depends the user base. I got a server which was Dell, not very new, not very modern, not very powerful, and I have installed there 8 vServers, and it runs in one of them. And while it's a public website, not one public website, it's 10 public websites I have on that. And it's not Google, but it's still the University of Paris, so it works. You can upload it into a host solution, but I don't think it's very natural, because when you have to change something, what can you do? It's not easy. If you only have one website to run, yes, you can do that. And you will find some configuration already prepared for some hosts. I don't know which ones. So, when you first open your new fresh installation of Lodel, you will definite your structure, the structure of the contents you will publish. It's the first thing I do. I go with the users, I have discussion with them, what do you want, what kind of contents do you want to publish? How do you want to upload the contents? Are you going to edit them? Are you going to upload it by text processor, for example? They all said no, but it could be. Do you want CVs? Do you want thesis? Do you want courses, lessons? Because conferences, all that type of objects, I have built them. Because I was using it not the same way Revue.org does. But if I was just to publish electronic reviews, which is not what I do, if I had to only to publish electronic reviews, I would have taken the model, editor model already there, this of Revue.org, which is very appropriate for electronic reviews, and it's very, very advanced. It has footnotes, it has side notes, it has I don't even know what they have, because it's a whole profession in its own, you know, publishing reviews, that's something very you have to learn how to do that. So what I did, I created I modify. I share them between the sites. When I have built one website, I created conferences. I export my conferences object from one. I use it to the other. I add one field. I stress one field. I change it. I change a short text into a long text. I change a French string into a multilingual string. I change something which was an integer into a string or anything like that. I try to get it the most coherent I can. I try not to change too much for every website. I ask the users not to demand too much changes. And sometimes I say no because we should keep it coherent with the others. Because I don't know if I have time to show you that, but the next step is also to get some cross publication. You can have a website displaying a content from another one also. And you can also share your editorial model. I have for months I have promised to publish my own, but they always stop me because they say once you publish it, you also have to publish the templates and you have to support all that. And so I'm very careful that I will end by publishing it anyway. So now I definitely have to show you this, not only promises. There we are. That's the administration of one web server. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to show you the, but it's not very difficult. Should show you. Maybe with the IP. So this is the general root website, and there I can go to any of them. Again, I have to enter my. Sorry. You see, now I can. I've been to any to the general. Will it work better? No, it's just the same. Sorry. Not like that. So. So there we are. You see all these websites on this particular Moodle server. I have two, and there you can manage the sites. You can manage also the translations, which I haven't done yet because I get used to this bad interface. But there are translations for the interface which are advanced and are rather new, so once I will implement them, I think it will look quite well. Okay. Uh-huh. 10 minutes? Thank you. You can save the websites internally. You can save the data, you can save the editorial model, you can save the templates, the images, you can save everything, and you can transfer from one site to the other. You can save just one object, also. You can change, there you can change the sites and go to one to the other. So let's come back to the illustration because I have to find, to show you how you can create the, this, is it big enough or should I enlarge? 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 No? Thank you. So you can manage the users, you can do things about the, give metadata to the website, you can give metadata to the upload server, you can give metadata to the OAI export. There is more than one export format, and I hope I have time to give you some information about that. You can manage the search engine, there is an internal search engine, you can manage the translations for the interface, and there are also multilingual fields, so you can have a website in French and English or in German and Italian. You can get into the translation of the website. You can save everything on the right. There's saving, importing, get the XML scheme for every object you have created. You can change the language of an interface. You can go to the general interface when administration when it works, and you can get into the translation of the interface. And you can save. I start with what is not very central, and finish with the most important. You can save the editorial model. You can import an editorial model. You can change the internal styles for uploading texts when you have the style sheet, OpenOffice or Microsoft Word. You can change the styles, how they are recognized, how they map to the internal styles. You can administrate option, I don't remember what it is. You can change, you can create classes of persons because there is the index of persons. And so there are types of persons. And they have fields, they have their own fields. You can say that they have an identifier, for example, a number of students or something. You can manage also indexes with some keywords. And I come to the most central, which is the editor model. Here are my objects with their fields here, champ, the fields, and the types. So, for example, I had the CVs. This is what it looks like. This time I will enlarge, I think. There is a group, a field group. There is the metadata group. And here only the name of the person. The person is in the, as a metadata there. Normally you would have for a text, you will have the title, you will have the author, you will have a date for a conference, lots of metadata. There is a text group and you can add a field. Let's try. So I add a field and I give it a name. I give it a name in another language, so that the users can choose their language of the interface and they have something at their easy for them. You can choose on which group it is, in which group. The field type, look at the richness of the field type. Password, email, list, anything. You have the equivalent, Dublin Core equivalent. This comes to the standard part. I will very quickly talk about the standard part. It complies to XHTML almost perfectly, unfortunately not perfectly. It complies to Dublin Core, so that you can export with Dublin Core. Do you know what Dublin Core is? It's a standard made in USA for the most basic metadata like title, author, description, and more. So you can match, you can get this one to match to a Dublin Core metadata. And the second standard, which is very important for Lodel, it's also exported to RSS, but it exports to Open Archive Initiative. So this, for electronic review, is very, very important. It means that you can be harvested by all the work and they can display your content on their websites through this standard. And you can be referenced by scientific content servers. For a research center, it's very, very important. You can give the conditions, you can give the style, you can have a treatment at import, a default value, you can choose the type of the how it will be seen. If it's a text, here you will have a FTP editor. You can, if it's a list, here you will give the list of items, and you can define if it will be or not indexed, and how, what is the weight. You will put 8 for a title, and maybe 2 or 4 for a text. Okay. And so I told you about this too. Do you have any questions before the conclusion? I will conclude in 1 minute after that. No? So as you see, it's not translated in German. But it would be nice if you would go to translate.offset.org, because I have done this, I have transferred all the strings there as a PO file, and it's very, very easy. It's web interface. It's very nice to do it. You just register, and then you write to the administrator, should be me, and I will give you the permission to translate it to German, and you will start to do it, and you will see, even if you do only one third, it will be very good work. And as a conclusion, there are weak points, to my opinion, no versioning. Sometimes it's a problem with the searchers, because they would like to have last after the last version. And I have to dig into the database to satisfy them. It's not always clear. Sometimes some other content management systems are sometimes clearer for the users. It's a question of habits also. It's poor on user permission settings. There are only two groups, the admin and the editors. And sometimes you would like some more to allow the permissions on one type of content, something like that. It's not possible at the moment. Of course, one of the weakest points is the rather small user base. Thousands of websites, if not millions, and the small developer team. I hope it will change. I hope we can find some more developers to help them. Sometimes I try to help them. They are not very open also. It's not easy. And but if more people come, it will also help on that side. On that side. The strong part is very easy to use. You can do all through the web. Even if you can, if some things more advanced you want to do on the server, but if you want, you can use only the web interface and never go into the server. The editor and model of review.org, which is very advanced, the versatility, so that it's very flexible, and interoperability. It's also accessible, but that's obvious because you can. It depends on your own CSS and work on the template. The developer team, which is small, is very efficient. And also some links, the documentation, the source code, my web server, the main web server, and the translation server, and the URL. This presentation will be uploaded in 1 minute on this address. Well, I think it's all. It's all. I hope you liked it. Danke für die Aufmerksamkeit.